Today is Wednesday, September 9th, 2020, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is a show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. It's just another day in the neighborhood. We have these bugs. I know I keep talking about bugs. But we have these bugs that look like either flying ants or termites, but we had termite control done on the house before we moved in. We even got like proof of it, you know, that it was done, because I think it has to be done in order for your house to pass inspection or something like that. I don't know. I think it's a requirement for a new house, but I could be wrong. But I think builders provide it as something that they just do automatically. Regardless. So I don't think it's termites, but, and I've talked about it before, but it's those bugs. We had hundreds of these flying things that were crawling around in the track of our sliding glass door. And so I poured a bunch of Windex on them and they all died. But then Mark found the same bugs in a nearby window, and they're in between the screen and the window. So if we open the window to the inside, they're actually going to fly into the house, so we can't even open the window. I don't know what's going on there, but so I finally today called the pest control place that did the termite service, because they left us a 50% coupon, and we all love a coupon. So Fatty says coupon. He says a coupon, and even on Twitter, someone asked him, "Hey Fatty, is it coupon or coupon?" And he said coupon. And there was a third way. There's coupon, and something else, but I can't remember I feel like there was a third way. Regardless, I say coupon, and Fatty says coupon. So we had a coupon for 50% off, so I called them and got all the details. They recommend a quarterly service, and I remember when I was a kid, we used to have a yearly contract with the local pest control company. And we happen to be really good friends with that family that owned the company. So I don't know. They might have given my parents a discount or something. I'm not really sure. But they would come out on some regular basis. I don't know if it was quarterly, but it probably was. And spray and then, or do whatever they do. And then any treatment that was needed in between those was free. So like if you found any bugs, you know, living bugs that you were worried about, because you're on a contract, all the treatments in between are free. So anyway, they had a similar thing. They have a quarterly thing. And she said, I recommend you do that, because if you have any issues, you're kind of on contract with us. And if you have any issues, we'll come out. We won't charge you anything. But if you don't do the quarterly thing, then any treatment that we come out to do, we charge for. And it just seems more convenient. You know, and I don't mind. I mean, it's just one of those things. When you own a house, you need pest control so you don't have all these bugs. And so I asked her a million questions. Is it going to hurt the dog? Will it cover these flying things that we've had? Yada, 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 all that kind of stuff. So we got all that worked out. But the flea and tick for the entire yard is not included in that general service. So they're going to have to come out and measure our yard and then give us an estimate on the full yard flea and tick. So anyway, they're coming for the first general service tomorrow. So there's another thing ticked off my list that I got done. So happy about it that I am a procrastinator, but occasionally I will get something done. Usually I can only accomplish like one productive thing a day. Even at work, like I'm good if I can make a list and have one really productive thing that I've done in that day. So yesterday evening, after I recorded, I edited But First, and I probably talked about this on the little show yesterday, but I didn't mention this. There was a little segment of But First that Fatty wanted to remain in. but it was pointless. Like, it was a really pointless segment that we recorded all this, you know, 10 extra minutes of content for a contest that I did. And it ended up that I totally screwed up the contest and we couldn't use the results of the contest. And I didn't want the listeners to be sitting there for 10 minutes listening to this and then us go, oh, well, we're not using that. We're throwing it away. So I took it out. It's not even obvious that I edited it. Like, you can't even tell. Fatty even tried to do something. He tried, like, when I asked him at the end of the episode, I'm always like, okay, everyone, where can you be reached? And I go down the line and I say, you know, Sam, where can you be reached? Chris, where can you be reached? And I ask Fatty, where can you be reached? And Fatty says, blah, 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 blah. If you're hearing this and you didn't hear a quiz, that means Adam cut out the quiz part. And you guys aren't hearing the full episode or something like that. So I cut out Fatty saying that. And I basically gave his information myself, which I do sometimes because Fatty likes to be cantankerous. I think in their old, in people's old age, that they enjoy more and more being cantankerous. And he's just a cantankerous old cuss sometimes. Fatty, the cantankerous old cuss. And he just likes to be cantankerous. But so I spent probably an hour and a half, 2 hours editing that episode. And it could have used more editing. I could have, I don't know, taken out a lot more ums and uhs and other things like that. But I after about an hour and a half, I just didn't have any more time. We had to do P90X and I had to cook. And so last night I cooked and it was really good. Like I really enjoyed it. As we found out, my boyfriend is hard to read as to whether or not he likes something. And so who knows? He said it was good. So I'll take his word for it that he liked it. But I cannot recommend more that someone that you got every single person in my listening audience should buy a sous vide. And I know I've talked about it a million times, but just for the sheer steak, the steak goodness that you can create in a sous vide is so wonderful. Now, maybe all of you people are really good at steak, but I've always had a really hard time cooking steak and pork and chicken. Because like a chicken will get too dry. Pork will get dry and it'll be like eating shoe leather, like especially a pork chop. And chicken will, anyway, all of them, they all get dry. They all get overcooked. It's very difficult, but you don't want to kill yourself. So you really want to get it up to a temperature. But if you try to get chicken up to 165, which is what you're supposed to do, it's basically dry at that point. But with the sous vide, you can get it to the perfect temperature and you don't have to go. Well, I'm probably going to lie now, but the thing about a sous vide is you don't have to get it all the way up to that really high 165 temperature because the sous vide keeps it at exactly... The sous vide heats to an exact temperature and brings the meat slowly up to that temperature all over. And because it's in this water bath and, you know, it brings it all the way up. So you can do your chicken at like you can do it as low as like 140 if you want. But you normally I would do it around 150 in the sous vide and it stays juicy and tender and it's really good. So anywhere between 145 and 150, when you get up to the 160, you get really firm and stringy. And so it's still juicy, though. So it's better than if you do it in a pan. But anyway, so last night I made steak and I did it in the sous vide and I do it at 135, which is like a medium rare. Maybe a medium. It's going more towards medium. And then and I did that for like 3 hours. And I put it, and what had made it even easier is now when I'm really bad about letting meat go bad. And so now what I'm doing is when I get, especially steak or something that you can individually portion, It's harder to do it with the ground meat unless you're going to like make burgers and you put it in patties. But what I do is I take my vacuum sealer and I go ahead and salt and pepper the meat, and then I vacuum seal it and I put it in the freezer. And that's what I had done. I had a couple of sirloin steaks in the freezer. I think they were either ribeye or sirloin. I don't remember, but they were pretty fatty, but that's good. So I had them in the freezer. So I literally turned on the sous vide bath about 1:30 or 2 o'clock in the afternoon yesterday. And I just tossed in the frozen steaks in their you know, freezer bag, or in the vacuum seal bag, and let them sous vide at 1:35 until like 8 o'clock last night. So, I don't know, around 6 hours. And then I made a chimichurri sauce with cilantro, garlic, white wine vinegar, a little bit of lime juice, some salt, and I, you know, put that in a food processor and olive oil. And I processed it really good. And then I made the crispy potatoes that I've already told you guys how to make before, where I microwave the tiny little baby potatoes for 4 minutes. And then I toss them in olive oil, salt, pepper, garlic powder, and I crush them. Each one of them gets crushed. And then I throw it in the air fryer and do it for another 15 minutes to get it crispy. And I also drizzled a little chimichurri over those. So good. So good. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out other great podcasts at pride48.com/shows.